Blackhawks return to home ice tonight and host the Anaheim Ducks, who are suddenly hot after winning two in a row. The Hawks have lost their last two, and low goal production has been the root cause. So, net presence, traffic, and lots of shots will need to be the Hawks' MO for the evening. Now to center ice we go. Foligno against Ryan Strom. The Ducks come into this game as the worst face-off team in the National Hockey League. Let's see how they fare here tonight.
Last game, they were 50%.
Now Foligno wins this draw. We're underway. Off the bench, Mikheyev to a loose puck in the Ducks zone. Moves in, fires. Chest save made. Donato sets up the front of the net. Hall fires. That stop. Rebound taken back by Mikheyev, and he fires from the slot. That goes over the net. Bedard holding. Flipped it over. Right circle. Dickinson. Shoots. He scores! A beautiful pass by Connor Bedard. From near the top of the left circle, over into the right circle. Dickinson never wasted a second. He one-timed it past Gibson. And the Hawks are on the board and lead 1-0. And now Brody took the puck away between the circles. Pokes it in the near boards, taken away by Leeson. Bennett over left circle. Menchikov shoots and scores. Well, that was a nice setup by Brett Leeson from the right wing corner to a wide-open Pavel Menchikov. And he fires the puck off the bottom side of the crossbar and into the Hawk net, and the Ducks have tied it at one. Karavainen is able to dig it out. Down to Bedard, back in the net. To the slot, Dickinson shoots, he scores! Making a pair for Jason Dickinson, and a pair of helpers for Connor Bedard. Dickinson went right to the scoring area and found a beautiful pass again from Connor Bedard, and again he put it past Gibson. It's now 2-1 Hawk. Hersha boots it free to Murphy, who put it behind the net. Zegras has it there. Fed it in front. Backhand shot by Killorn. They score. Alex Killorn was free at the top of the Hawk goal crease. We get another look at this, and he actually works a backhander past Alex Vlasic and Arvid Soderblom. This may have caught the bottom or the heel of Vlasic's stick, and it beats Soderblom. We're tied at two. Fed it out to Zegras. He's able to clear it to center ice and then pick up the bouncing puck himself. Give it to Killorn over the Hawk line, stopping near the right point. Flings it in front. They score! On the back end, it was Leo Carlson deflecting that one in behind Arvid Soderblom, and the Ducks take their first lead of the game at 3-2, about halfway through the third period. 17 seconds left. Here's Bedard, top of the right circle. Guns a shot blocked by Vetrano. Hall from the right circle. Centers. The puck deflects out to the high slot. Vlasic. Vlasic at the left point now. Put it over the right wing boards. Hall's got it. Sent it toward the net and ends up deflecting in behind. And the Hawks run out of time. The Anaheim Ducks hang on for a 3-2 lead after coming from behind to take the lead in this game in the third period. And they hand the Hawks their third straight loss, while the Ducks have now won three in a row. And they have had a very successful road trip. In Dallas last night, where they beat the Stars, came here tonight in Chicago, spotted the Hawks. Two leads, 1-0 and 2-1, came back, tied the score, ended up winning the game. Final score of the Ducks 3 and the Hawks 2.